Blood Money, Establishment Media Blame Republicans for Joe Biden's Fentanyl Debacle. By Neil Monroe on March 5, 2024. President Joe Biden's deputies are trying to blame Republicans for his failure to slow the massive inflow of fentanyl through his semi-open southern border. NBC News touted Biden's campaign year fentanyl pitch on Tuesday, which will likely be part of his Thursday State of the Union address. "We do have technology that's in the warehouse that has been tested, but we need approximately $300 million to actually put the technology in the ground," claimed Troy Miller, the acting commissioner of the Customs and Border Protection Agency. "It's extremely frustrating," he said in an article that was pushed by media companies to the top of newsfeeds nationwide. The Democrat Party's blame shifting comes as investigative author Peter Schweitzer has detailed China's central role in the fentanyl drug disaster, which is killing roughly 70,000 young Americans each year, far more than the Vietnam War's total death toll of 55,000. "What everyone needs to understand is that China is the senior partner in the fentanyl trade to kill Americans, and the cartels are the junior partners, end to end. America's fentanyl epidemic is a Chinese pipeline," says Schweitzer's Blood Money. Biden's deputies are eager to use their drug crisis as a campaign club against former President Donald Trump. According to John Fear, a former top staffer in Trump's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. "There's no doubt the Secretary of Homeland Security and people in the White House have the means to put together $300 million by moving it around from other departments," he told Breitbart News. "They are choosing not to spend the $300 million on these machines that allegedly would make a huge difference in the trafficking of fentanyl," he added. Meanwhile, the administration is spending billions of dollars to welcome, feed, transport, and shelter Biden's migrants throughout the United States. Related: migrants waiting for entry to Roosevelt Hotel. The fact that they are interested in using the drug detection machines as a bargaining chip or a political tool suggests that they're not all that serious about the importance of these machines, Fear noted. For months, Biden has been excusing his disastrous and unpopular migration policy by blaming the GOP, whose voters strongly oppose his mass migration priorities. For example, in August and October, Biden asked for many billions of emergency dollars to run the Northside Catch and Release Network, which supports millions of migrants. The requests also asked for $416 million to speed up the deployment of the drug surveillance machines. Since February, he has also blamed the GOP for blocking the open borders border security bill that Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, and Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, secretly developed. GOP senators shut down the bill once the pro-migration details were revealed. Those details included several billion dollars to bail out the sanctuary cities that are sheltering Biden's migrants during the 2024 campaign. But the bill also included roughly $400 million for the popular goal of installing more of the machines that can find hidden drugs in vehicles as they cross the border, NBC reported. The new technology, known as non-intrusive inspection, or NIE, lets CBP X-ray a percentage of cars and trucks as they pass through the massive U-shaped screeners, which look something like car washes. Drivers don't have to get out of their vehicles to be screened, which means traffic can keep flowing through border checkpoints with fewer interruptions. NBC blamed the GOP for the administration's failure to deploy the machines, saying, "But some of the equipment that has been purchased hasn't yet been put into use, because Congress hasn't allocated the funding needed to install it." The money to install the screeners was in the supplemental funding request Republicans blocked. In a separate article, published Wednesday, NBC suggested Biden would try to blame the GOP for his many failures. Washington, in his State of the Union speech this week, President Joe Biden will pose a question that he hopes will answer itself: whose side are you on? Are Americans, as he'll frame it, on the side of lower health care costs, democratic freedoms and Ukraine's fight to keep itself from being swallowed up by Russia? Or on the side of drug company profits, tax breaks for the wealthy and Russia's autocratic leader Vladimir Putin? The GOP has held hearings into the connections between Biden's easy migration rules, the Mexican cartels, and China. You talk about welcoming those crossing our border seeking protection. You're welcoming drug dealers across our border, said Rebecca Kiesling, the emotional Michigan mother of two young men who were killed by a drug overdose in Michigan in a March 2023 hearing. She added, I don't use the term drug overdose because this was not an overdose. This was murder. My children got fake Percocets, pills, that were fentanyl. There was no Percocet in it at all. And it's homicide, not overdose. Watch, mom testifies about fentanyl death of her two sons. Biden's deputies have not pressured Mexico to forcibly shut down the drug trade because they need Mexico's cooperation to stabilize the chaotic flow of migrants across Biden's semi-open border, Fear said. The Democrats' eagerness to blame the GOP for drug deaths on Biden's watch all goes hand in hand with the administration's general view of national sovereignty. They're just not that into it, said Fear, adding, they don't care about the effects it has on the American people. They don't care about the impact that has on our society. This is an anti-border administration run by some of the most extreme American activists they can find, they're sick. The reality is that Americans see nothing but chaos and crime perpetrated by this administration. And even administration officials are realizing these little political games aren't going to work to their advantage, he said.